God has let us know that there is a day that exists that's the most important day of your life. There is a day that God says, I'm going to set aside for you. And it is the most important day of your life. Many would think, oh, sure, that's the Sabbath. No, it's not. Well, that's Sunday. No. It's not just a Sunday. God says, today is the most important day of your life. Not yesterday, not tomorrow. Today is the most important day of your life. For one thing, you and I realize that there is no way in the world that you're going to be able to change anything that happened yesterday. Or if you came from Buffalo, Kentucky, like I did, that you can change from yesterday. 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 You can't change. Tomorrow, you can't count on. God said, I'm giving you today. So why should you be thankful for today? Because today, I know God has given me to make a difference. And God had given me today because He loves me. If nobody else in the world loves me, God does. Most of you all know my history, background. I don't remember growing up in love. I don't remember growing up in love. Okay? And if I didn't grow up in it, but guess what happened? A today came in my life. A today came in my life. And I knew that Jesus loves me, this I know. I found love. Never feeling love, I found love. And do you know, Brother Randy, I knew what it was. Amen. I knew what it was to be loved. For that love came to the depth of my very soul. And Jesus says, I love you, Larry. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. That's love. Not just when things are good, but when things are bad. I will stick with you because I love you. That's why you should be thankful for today. Always be thankful for the today that you wake up in. For today, I can pray and ask God's forgiveness. I can look forward to a blessing that God has for me today. Well, how do you know you're going to receive blessing? Do you wake up? Blessed is your day. It is a perfect day, God said. You think of it. God never created evil. He never created a bad day for you. God says, here's a day. I'm making it perfectly for you. You are an individual that I love, therefore I'm going to give you a day. Today is your day. And if it gets messed up, guess who messes it up? Don't blame it on God. Lord, I cannot be poor Job. Lord, it's a bad day. But that woman you gave me, think of how many times we want to blame a bad feeling in our life on someone else. Think of it. God says, I want you to look at today as perfect. Perfectly created for just you. If you're the only one that ever existed, God would create today for you. That's the kind of love that He has for us. It's God saying, I'm creating a new thing. God is always creating a new thing. What is that new thing? Today. Today, I want to love more. Today, I want to be more. Today, I want to do more. Today, I want to live more. Today, I want to see more. Today, I want to hear more. Today, I want all of that put together and placed in my spirit that will make me a spiritual individual that will help others see what Christ can do for them. That's the Christian calling today.
Hallelujah.
You got that call. Today, you were touched. How do you know, preacher? Check and see if you're breathing. If you're breathing, it's your day. If you're breathing, it's your day. If you're not breathing, it's your special day. But God says, make sure that you understand I created today just for you. Special vision today, Psalm 118:24. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. A day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord, for the day. Can you picture God saying, yeah, I'll thank you if you don't mess it up. I'm giving you the perfect day. I even let you sleep in a little. I kept the nightmares away. You weren't even back in Vietnam last night. I have blessed you. I know that many people, and some of you won't understand this, but have talked to me lately about the flashbacks of our Vietnam era. I remember Ray Cottrell talking to me about it. The flashbacks that come this many years after combat. Bad memories. Bad scene. But today is a good day. God said, I'll bless you. Now what are you going to do with the blessing? I got God's blessing. Well, I'm going to hang on to it. As to trouble in our society today. We're hanging on to the blessings instead of sharing a blessing with someone else's life. It's important to me, each individual personality. I love you, but never as much as I do today. And I want you to be fed with the food that will give you strength just in case God gives you tomorrow. You see, tomorrow, I can't count on. Right now, it's my day. And God says, I want you to be blessed in it. Rejoice. Even told me what to do. Rejoice and be glad in it. Do you ever wake up some days and you weren't rejoicing? Tomorrow's Monday. Yep. Oh, I got to deal with reality living out here today. I don't know whether I'll have a friend out there or not. I can tell you right now, you have a friend that'll stick closer to you than a brother, Christian. And that friend loves you. And that friend is a part of you. And that friend's name is Jesus. When you know Him, you got all the power you're going to need for today. Why should you be thankful for today? Be thankful for today because God doesn't want you to worry. No. If you're worried today, God didn't give you that worry. He doesn't want you to worry. I mean, have you ever noticed what happens to people who are worried all the time about this, that, and the other and afraid? I'm not talking about being foolish with stuff. I'm talking about being terrified of getting ill, being terrified of dying. Christian, let me tell you something. Because you've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, you will never die. You will separate from a broken body that is so painful sometimes. But no, you're going to live. You might as well start loving each other right now because you're going to be stuck with each other throughout eternity. Learn to practice love. Not easy. But God gave it to you today. He gave you love today. He took that love from His very being and gave you just a touch of what heaven is going to be like. Matthew 6:34, therefore, Dr. George Redding says, when you see a therefore, look and see what it's there for. Jesus says, therefore, pay attention. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Okay. Now, please don't raise your hand. Think about all the things you're worried about. Do they all exist today, or are you worried about tomorrow? Are you worried so far into the future that you're in outer space? What am I going to do when I'm ready to retire? Well, let me give you a hint. You probably ain't going to retire. For one thing, you're going to be too bored. Another thing is you're probably going to lose all your money when it comes about time to do it. Everything's going to cost too much. Market's going to crash. So you're sitting there worried about it. In your worry, how much change has taken place? How many hairs on your head have turned gray because of your worry? I bet you can name each one. If you were to grab the hair on your head, you could say, oh, this belongs to Bob. They have names. I had a whole bunch of names. They're all gone now. But God says, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow... Now, I want you to listen to this. I want you to get a new insight on it. Are you ready? For tomorrow will worry about itself. Tomorrow is today, and the worry, let it worry about itself. Listen to me. He doesn't tell you to worry tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. When tomorrow comes, let it worry about itself. Whatever it is, leave it alone. You won't change it through worry. Your heart breaks. You feel lonely when you don't feel the love. You feel broken. You feel useless. All you need is for somebody to say, I love you. That's all you need. And to watch their actions. It's in the actions, not in the words. As one man was asking his wife, honey, do you love me? And she said, I'm still here, ain't I? I'm still here, ain't I? Again, one of the reasons I got out of counseling. You do not want to be sitting behind a desk when that starts. Yeah, you ain't going to be here very long. God looks at you and me and says, I have never left you. I have never forsaken you. And I never will.
Praise you, Lord.
Because I love you today. I gave you this day. It's your special day. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Each day has enough trouble of its own. You agree with that? Good, it's Bible. Each day, you deal with it on a daily basis. I have learned now to just say, Lord, I can't handle this. And I go on. If the Lord lays in front of me a way of dealing with whatever it is, I'll deal with it. But if not, I know He's handling it. And if I deal with it, He's handling it through me. But He's handling it. He's in charge of your day. He gave it to you. He blessed your day. Oh, you're so blessed. He blessed your day with His stamp of approval on your life. How do you know I got it? You're breathing. God is in control of every breath you take. And He loves you so much today, He allows you to breathe. Now, before the day's over, before this sermon is over, God may tell me, Larry, that's enough. And I'm excited about that's enough. Tula, I'm excited about being enough, honey. I really am. Because when God says that's enough, woo! Exciting things are getting ready to happen in my eternal life. Folks, we're down here for a twinkle of an eye. Just like the grass grows and the grass withers. That's us. But we are with Jesus and each other in eternity forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And that's a long time. Never ending. Because God says, I love you. Why should you be thankful for today? Because God declared you precious today. You're precious. Woo! Now, how many people tell you how precious you are? You know, about the only shot you got is when you're a little baby in a mama's arms. Oh, you're so precious. Don't count on it, teenager. Because you're not going to hear you're so precious that often. But in the heart of those who love you, you truly are. How's that expressed? You got a home? You got people you know that love you, caring for you, wanting to see you succeed? Do you realize there's so many people in this world, young people, that don't have a home to go to? That don't have a mama or a daddy that they're ever going to hear, I love you? Wake up, America. You got the greatest land that's an opportunity that's ever been heard of. Appreciate it. You got today because God loves you. I didn't even have to do anything to get God's love. God loves me just like I am. That's not easy to do. Ask faith. That's not easy to do, to love me. But God does. God loves me. And therefore, I know He loves you. And if God loves me and God loves you, shouldn't we love one another? Should we not be out here trying to help those who are hurting? Those who are being trotted down in history? To help, but to be fair, to be honest, and to extend grace and mercy? God says, Psalm 116:15, precious in the sight of the Lord. And then He goes on, is the death of His saints. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. At the point of my death, separation from this body, talking about human death, I am counted precious, meaning I am a stone that Jesus is going to give to His Father as a precious stone. You are too. Shined up, really pretty, and given to the Father by the Son. 2 Corinthians 5:8. We are confident. Oh, God loves us this day. Yes, well pleased. Rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. At death, I can shout hallelujah, glory, because I have just heard supper call to the table, Brother Randy. I'm going to the table because God said so. Because, you see, it's important that we should be thankful for today. Because today God has declared your salvation day. I was saved as a kid. Meaning I accepted Christ as my personal Lord and Savior as a kid. I've told you that story many times. But you got to remember something, Christian. Jesus didn't stop saving you when you gave your heart to Him. He shows you how He saves you every day, through every situation. Salvation is of the Lord. He saved me from what? Whatever's going to happen to you today. You're saved. That'll never change. We will see each other in heaven. Why? Because we're saved. But have you noticed you have problems during each day? Have you noticed today you're going to have problems? Hopefully the worst one is deciding where you're going to eat lunch. But you're going to have problems today. And the Lord says, I'm there to save you. 2 Corinthians 6:2. For He says, in the acceptable time is His time. You're not on your time. You're not on the world time. In an acceptable time, I have heard you. What time is that? The time when you needed the miracle. The time when you needed that special touch. The time you needed that salvation from that situation. We are saved from situation to situation. How many times I can look back on my life and now I look back and I know it's God's love for me and Jesus that is pulling me out of the way from the trials of that today. I can't relive that today. I got a handful today. But the key is I will live today until the Lord says, I'm going to bless your life. This is the ultimate salvation. Come on home. Come on home. Do you know why you're anxious down here? Do you know why that you're anxious in the situations you're in? You know why you just don't feel comfortable being in places and even being in your own community sometime? Because you're not home yet. You're not home yet. We're just down here for that short period of time. And an acceptable time I have heard you. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold. Now, listen to this. Now is the acceptable time. Now is your acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of your salvation, of salvation. Now's the day. Now's the time. Whatever it is, I'm here to save you, Jesus says. I'm here to save you. When you said yes to Jesus, He didn't just drop you. Yet many people, when they say yes to Jesus, they follow through with baptism, they join a church, they're excited for a while, and then all of a sudden they disappear, sometimes for years on end. And yet later on, you see them coming back. You know why? Because that love, that salvation, though you take it and you go to the world, the Scripture tells me that when they are old, they will not depart from it. When you come to the realization, you're not going to make it in this world on your own, you come home to Christ. Today, thank God for it. I may not see you after today, but I see you today. And as your pastor, I tell you this, your pastor loves you. Your pastor loves you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the blessing, the joy of salvation, for the great love that only you can give. Touch each of us now, dear Lord God, as we travel each day, walk with you on that daily basis. Touch our life this day that we might help some of them. Let your will be done, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Be at peace as you go. Take the love of Christ with you as you go. And remember this. If you haven't accepted Christ, but you want to accept Christ as Lord and Savior, do so right now. But call me and let me know. I'm going to be working up some times for a baptism. I have two to baptize, have had for a long time, been put off long enough. I'll be working on trying to figure out a time for us to do that. But folks, church will go on. Church will go on. Because it's Jesus' body on earth.